There's a little black train a-coming down the track. You gotta ride that little black train, but it ain't gonna bring you back. Be a barroom gambler and cheat your way through life. But you can't cheat that little black train or beat this final ride. You silken barroom ladies dressed in your worldly pride. You gotta ride that little black train's coming in tonight. Your $1 million fortune, your mansion glittering white, you can't take it with you when the train rolls in tonight. Your business right. You've got to ride that little black train to make this final ride. You silken barroom ladies dressed in your worldly pride. You've got to ride that little black train. It's coming in the night. You may be a barroom gambler, cheat your way through life. Can't cheat that little black train or beat this final ride. There's a little black train coming down the track. You've got to ride that little black train, but it ain't gonna bring you back.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight. Got a great program here for you. We're going to get right into the message. It's going to be part 5, if you will, of digital time codes. We're going tonight to look into the planet of Crofton. Most of you have heard about it, Planet X. Is it real? Is it imaginative? Are science dealing squarely up front with us? Do they know about it? Why won't they tell us? Is there a reason? I'm going to start in the 13th chapter of the book of Isaiah. The destruction of Babylon. The burden of Babylon, which Isaiah the son of Amos did see. Lift ye up a banner upon the high mountain. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand, that they may go into the gates of the nobles. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones, and for mine anger, even them that rejoice in my highness. Now, I like that verse. I have commanded my sanctified ones. Who's that? Well, that's the children of the house of Israel. The exalted ones. The ones that are chosen before the foundation of the world with their names on the Lamb's book. That's the sanctified themselves by some holiness magic bullet. Some holier than thou art. These are just common, everyday, if you will, dyed red in the wool, house of Israel sheep. I called my mighty ones for my anger. Now, are we going to get some help at the end of this situation? Listen to this. The noise of the multitude in the mountains, like as of a great people, when the kingdoms of these nations gather together, Yahweh of hosts mustereth the host to the battle. I like this because I've read the Bible for a quite a few years, and he is a mighty warrior. There's no question about it. I just heard from Sister Linda. She just listened to our message that we did down at Hallelujah Acres about Akil. Yahweh probably, if the statistics were counted, he's probably been the author of more killing than anyone on the earth. Now, that's frightening to say that our Yahweh kills people, but he does. And he says he's going to gather the nations of the kingdoms together, and Yahweh is going to muster up a host against them. Well, that talks about Armageddon, the time of the end, the last great battle. When Babylon goes, it looks like she's about to go. She's teetering and tottering and can't stand for, unless someone pops her up, she'd go down right now. If they didn't have so much power and control over the money system of the world. And of course, again, that's Babylon. That's what they're noted for. The magicians, the money changers, the soothsayers. But verse 5, this is the one that I want to build a gestalt on tonight at the planet, or the point of crossing of the planet, Planet X, if it exists. Now, if it don't exist, you don't have to worry about it. But did you know that the Bible, you know, we've found 9 planets, and we got the sun and the moon, if you wanted to include them. Joseph did, by the way. And he talked about the 11 brothers that bowed to him, and then he talked about the sun and the moon. So we've got something else to find here. Something's lost. And if you've ever read The 12th Planet by Zachariah Sitchin, he puts up a good case, the argument that the anxious knew of this wayward, destructive planet. Well, the Bible says that Satan is coming to destroy the earth. Now, why would he do something like that? It says that he will come and he will appear on the earth. The whole world will receive him as God, Jesus Christ. He's going to sit in a temple, a man-made temple, Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And all these scenarios are coming to a point of fruition. We're in the time of the making of the appropriate climactic time for Satan to appear out of the heavens. Now, why is he going to appear? Because he is on a wayward planet. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're just out of your mind. I've never heard such foolishness out of a preacher. Well, I'm not your average preacher, run-of-the-mill preacher, that you hear in a bell box. I'm just outside the box. Just like the Messiah was outside the box when he was here, he fought against the money changers and the rulers and Babylon. And he spoke in prophetic terms of the time when the heavens would be ablaze with signs. Now, he used a word there that is descriptive that I'd like to bring back and add to that so that you would get the impact of the gestalt that we're building here for you when it comes to the end times. He said that there will be fearful signs in the heavens. Now, let me ask you a question. If your government, which is now spending money like it's going out of style, like they're not going to have to answer to anybody for it, I mean, they're certainly not worried about paying off the debt, because that's, you know, that debt don't go to them. No, it goes to you. But they're not even concerned about you. They're just piling up. They're printing money like it's going out of style. They're buying things. It's amazing. Well, today we just had another 7.5 earthquake. And remember what I told you in this series? I think it was part 2 of the series of digital time codes, that when they pump out all of the lubricants. Now, this is natural. This is not for man's intended use. It was never intended, although I think they knew that man would use it. Oil, which is a natural substance that's formed in the earth, and there's giant pockets and pools of it. And these, to me, it is nothing more than lubrication for the tectonic plates and the great voids of where they've pumped out these great pools of oil. Now the earth is slipping, and then that's why in the last days that there would be more earthquakes. It's natural. It has to come. Then it says, there shall be fearful signs in the heaven. Now, what could be more fearful? As I set the scene for you, maybe, just maybe, that somebody, your astronomers and astrologers and people that look into the heavens quite more frequently than you do, because most people are taught never to look up. They never looked up when the Messiah gave them a sign, when the sign of the Messiah. They didn't look up. They were asleep in Zion, just like we are today. Nothing's changed. Everything is on a programmed, predetermined set of digital codes. And yet, here in Isaiah 13, he says, I lift up a banner on a high mountain. Well, that's in other words, if you go, a banner is something like, hey, look up, Yahweh's coming. Or, hey, look up, Lucifer is coming. Hey, look up, his angels are coming. And he said, exalt the voice. And go up to the gates of the nobles. Now, what's the nobles doing right here? The powerful, the elite. Like I said, they're spending money. They're digging treasure houses, boring them into the earth, hiding their what wealth they have stolen from the poor and the innocent through Babylon. This is a system set up and designed for the purpose of robbing the poor, the innocent, and making slaves out of them by the nobles, and that's exactly what we've got. We've got the elite, rich, powerful Babylonians, no different in the day of Daniel, no different today in the day of the Obama administration. He's just a pawn. He's just a plant. They purposely chose him so that you couldn't say anything racial or for that matter, criticize him without them playing the race card against you. So they sort of neutralized the outcry. But here it says, lift up a banner into the high mountains. Now that means that only Yahweh, a supernatural banner, a sign from the heaven, it's going to be given pretty soon that we're not alone. And you say, oh, Pastor Buddy, we've been alone for hundreds and hundreds of years, and nobody has come down here in little green suits, and we've heard this before. We're not alarmed. Well, the Bible says that in the last days, these mockers and scoffers will be exhibited out in front of everybody and say, where is the promise of his coming? You know there's nobody out there. We've looked the heavens over. We've searched. We've sent out radio signals. We built a spacecraft to go out and take a look, and we haven't seen anybody. That don't mean that they're not there. Hidden, the best place to hide a needle is in a stack of needles. Right in front of you. Looking right at it where you can get accustomed, and that's really how Yahweh is going to have to wake us up in the last days by telling us to look up into the heavens, and you'll see fearful things. Now, what fearful thing could it, any more fearful could it be by knowing that if, now this is if, I'm using an if here. Remember that. I'm not predicting that Planet X is soon to expose itself. Although I do believe there is a distinct possibility of soon that the heavens are going to reveal some of the greatest fearful things that you've ever looked upon. And when I say fearful, it means that finally we're going to realize that there is a wayward dwarf planet that Satan and his angels live on. It's going to come in to our solar system, And it's going to, and of course they're going to get off. They're coming to Earth. They know that this could be the last orbit of Planet X. And I'm going to go into details. And if you have a computer, talked about the internet, how much information is available to you, made possible by evidence. And we're talking about PhDs. We're not talking about off-the-wall, idiotic people that are making these predictions. We're talking about the scientists, respected in fields of their endeavor, to warn you that there is a distinct possibility. When I read verse 5 of Isaiah chapter 13, you're gonna understand why. Because the Bible itself speaks about intelligent beings in a far country. And that the appointed time that Satan will realize that it's his last move to finally take over Earth and to rule it. It's his last hurrah. Because Yahweh says that he's going to gather the kingdoms of nations together against his coming. Well, that's what Satan, that's his job. So Yahweh actually is sending or predestinated Satan to come to this earth with his angels. Now, when I say angels, I'm not talking about little fluttering wing people. I'm talking about marvelous beings with ancient of age. They're going to have long extended lifespans. And you wouldn't want to get in a debate with Satan, Lucifer, or any of his angels who are very renowned. That means that they're scholars. I mean, you think our scholars are scholars? You wait till you get to sit down and talk with Satan. He's going to know most, not all, but most of the mysteries of the universe. He's going to demonstrate his power. You're going to be amazed at it. But when the announcement is made, here's the scenario that I think is coming. And I do believe that our government knows right now that there is a distinct possibility of a wayward planet, some say comets. But I believe this is a wayward planet that's a lot larger than a dwarfed comet that is hurling through space. I believe this is the home where the Bible says in the book of Revelations chapter 12 that Michael, the war angel, and his under his command, that the war was fought in heaven and Michael and his angels prevailed. Now, this is not some kind of a science fiction novel. The Bible is real. It tells us that there was war in the heavens. Is that war still going on? Or was it a war that came to an abrupt end when Satan was subdued? He was removed from his place in the setting of the stones, if you go back to Ezekiel 31 or Isaiah 14. And we've been through these and covered these in many, many episodes of the past in the teaching. Ezekiel 28. These are three distinct chapters that really tell you that Satan was in the Garden of Eden. Now, this Garden of Eden was on, I believe, another planet. That's where Adam's from. That's where Eve is from. That's where you're from. If you're a stranger and a pilgrim here, you're not from here. You're from somewhere else. You're just a transplanted. You came into existence through a recycling program headed up by Yahweh and his angels who are given watch over you. And they carefully watch your progression. And in the end time, now this is where patience is required, because one day can be 1,000 years. So you basically need to be prepared with patience, because what I'm talking about right now could be another 1,000 years from now. It could be one day later, if you look at it in Yahweh's timetable. But let's exclude that possibility for a moment and say that all of the set digital codes prearranged by the Heavenly Father and the Mighty Ones, this is on a time track. And with mass thinking, what are we thinking about now? Well, we have a whale head that is burst in the Gulf of Mexico, and now we're told that it's spewing like at the rate of like 50 million gallons of oil plus a day, or 50,000 barrels. They first told us it was 8 or 10, and now it's up to 50. Who in the hell knows? Well, these lying demons who are covering the failures. And I do believe that this is Yahweh's will, but notice, there has to be a great void in the earth where this oil is coming from, the ruptured pipeline, and the pressure that is there has to be several pounds per square inch to pump this oil out in the pressure of the ocean and make it go upward. It takes great pressure. Well, we know that they don't have a fix for it right now and are now predicting that it'll be the middle of next month, or July, the 7th month, and the 15th day. Now, in a Hebrew calendar, the 7th month and the 15th day is a high-noted day. It's a day to be declared. It's a day to be lifted up. A banner should be set up. This is the ingathering. Are we at the point of ingathering? Let me read verse 5 of the book of Isaiah chapter 13 for you before we get into the point of crossing. Verse 5, Isaiah 13. They come from a far country. Who? Now, when it talks about, I've noticed over the years that I've studied the Bible, when it talks about a far country, it most often talks about beyond earth. And so then, somebody's coming from a far country, from the end of heaven. The end of heaven. Out, way out. Now, with Michael and his angels binding Satan in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, it says that Michael won with his intelligent beings, his army. There is armies out there. These armies are conquerors. They subdue other planets and bring them into the Federation, if you will. Satan evidently is opposed to some of these moves, and he waged war. He declared war. While Yahweh was down here upon the earth, he called him a chance to take over. And the Bible says that when Moses was translated into heaven, after he was seen talking to the Messiah, then the Bible says in the book of Jude, it talks about that Satan contended with Michael, Moses' body. It typifies the law. Because Moses epitomized, if you will, the law. Although he wasn't to enter into the promised land, that means that Satan, since he couldn't acquire because there's a war ensued over it, Satan and his angels fought against Yahweh's angels, Michael and his angels, and Michael won, and he took, the Bible says he took a great chain. Now this is a restraining order granted by the watchers. And they're going to come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even Yahweh. Now Yahweh's coming at the end. He's not coming at first. He's coming at the end. But this is a prophetic utterance by Isaiah, who in the 14th chapter that I related, just the next chapter over, he gets in depth of what happens in the garden and the wars that ensued. And the reason why was because it was a genetic battle with Satan's children. He was having children The other angels rebelled and they started having children. And these offspring are the results of why that we've got a genetic war going on here. Now, Yahweh's people are the fewest people. That means Satan's got the advantage. He's now ruling probably two-thirds plus of the earth and everyone in his corner. And what Christians that believe in Christ, he's got 90% of them deceived. Because they're fighting for the wrong guy. They're on the wrong side. Now, if they come from the far country, from the end of heaven, even Yahweh, and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Now, ain't that what Yahweh says he's going to do? I come back to destroy them that destroy the earth? Well, right there's the prophecy, right there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not no kook. I've done my homework. I've searched in scriptures and I know what's happening, and it's directly opposite of what the Christians and the rapture theories are telling you. So you don't want to go jumping off on some distant planet with Satan that's going to promise you a joyride out there to look around. You might regret it. You might not get back. How? For the day of Yahweh is at hand, and it shall come as a destruction from the Almighty Yahweh, the Eternal One, with His angels. This is the final thing. This is why that if Satan was placed on a wayward planet and restrained from coming back, and we have an orbit like the ancients, this is scientifically proven that there was a planet that the ancients knew about. And they dreaded it. It was a fearful. It's called Nibiru. Or the red planet. And I'm going to go into some of the details about what's been found in the jungle in South America. We've just recently found the world's largest pyramid sitting right in front of us. Hidden in the jungle. And CNN did a masterful piece on it. You can look it up. It's got a YouTube video about it. Of the enormity of this pyramid by the Mayans. Again, here they are. These people that we don't know where in the hell they come from. We don't know where they went. They just disappeared. And all we got left down there is a bunch of dumb Indians. Pardon, I have nothing against Indians being dumb because I think we're dumb too. We're all dumb. We just can't understand. But all we got left down there, these master builders who built these great pyramids could have been from the era of time that we have as Enoch, the seventh from Adam, when he became the mediator between the warring angels, those that transgressed and fell, and the book of Enoch. You need to read it, ladies and gentlemen. No wonder they left it out of the canonization of our scriptures. If they'd have put that in there, you would have known tonight I'm not no kook. I'm just talking things that Enoch was trying to talk to the wayward angels that had sinned and transgressed and lost their estate. Man, I mean, you talk about giving up an estate worth trillions and billions. They did. Just for the lust of a woman. They wanted to make children. And they did. And that displeased Yahweh. And the angels that remained loyal to him, who were not to marry. People say, well, the Bible said angels don't marry. So that negates that prophecy that you believe that angels married and had children. They were not to marry, but they broke rank. They disobeyed. They did marry. They were capable. They did have children. Genesis chapter 3 is all about Satan's offspring. He was the first one to break rank. And then he convinced other angels in the hierarchy, because he was such a powerful force. He was respected. The other angels respected him. And they saw the sons of Cain and the daughters of Cain. And Judah. Even Judah, out of the house of Israel, he was enamored by a daughter of Cain. This is why that Israel was told to kill them. And that's why that I preached on Yahweh being the most awesome killer in the universe. You ain't seen nothing yet. You wait till he comes back in his judgment, and he's going to muster up the host of a battle, and he's going to bring weapons of war and destroy the whole land. Already burning, what if the earth is already melting down? What if the earth is already being destroyed? And then the mighty ones. Now they know when to come in. The earth is not going to be destroyed, because they're going to have to come back and destroy them that destroy the earth. Right now, we're gouging great holes in our planet. It's a living organism, and it's giving up the things that are under the earth that keep our earth balanced and to maintain and the fluidity of the earth as it moves on its axis and it shifts on its tectonic plates. Today we had a 7.5 earthquake in India, and probably this was a result of the pressure and the great vacuum that was sucked out on this side of the planet, where underneath the consequences was so severe. And you're going to see an increase as time goes on, as they seek to destroy the planet. You say, why would they destroy the planet? The greed. All this is about money. The love of money, the root of all evil. They come from a far country, from the end of heaven, even Yahweh. Now, who comes? Satan's got to come first, the Bible said. And he's going to sit in the temple. Of course, the carnal-minded Christians that don't know, they've bought into these John Hagees and Billy Grahams and Who Shot Sounds, these tricky dickies that have presented and tickled the ears. The Bible said, beware of men that are well spoken of. Oh, the religious world loves these people. Like me, they hate me. We have to hide out. We have to keep our head low and then stick our head up every once in a while and shout to the top of our lungs that Satan is going to produce in the end times fearful signs. And the heavens are going to be, you're going to be afraid to look up. Now, just what would you do tomorrow if it was announced, finally, it's coming, don't worry, that a giant planet has been discovered and it's heading our way? Now the scientists are going to jump on board and say, oh, look out, boy, this planet is going to wreak havoc. The perturbed damage that it would do to the Earth, it's going to shake us out of our rotation cycle. We're going to have great conflicts. The mountains are going to fall into the sea. Stars are going to fall from the heavens. Fearful signs are going to happen because of the presence of this planet that Satan resides on. Now, when I told you that Michael and his angel took him to the deep and bound him, they took him way out in space. And just so happens that the ancients knew that this wayward planet called Nibiru, or the planet, the red planet, as it's known, that it comes back every 3,600 years. We're due. 1 in 12. Maybe the Mayans weren't as dumb as we thought they were. Well, what if it goes, Pastor Buddy, and on 20 in 12, December 21st, nothing happens? Nothing ain't going to happen. See, that's where the deceit. It's going to be another... What you're going to think, it's going to be another 1999 Y2K deal. See, we've got so pessimistic when those who are, that believe that you better get ready. You know, it's falling on deaf ears because now nobody's listening. They're used for the sources of what the Bible says, that Satan will come in peacefully. Now, let's say that this planet starts perturbing our orbit. Well, he comes down and he sets in motion a plan to rescue planet Earth, when all along, all he's wanting is the plan to set up to rule it. And that's going to happen, because the kings of the Earth are going to gather together. because he's going to tell you in verse 5 that there's coming from the far country another warlike people who do not have peaceful intentions. Now, Satan and his angels are going to be here, and they're going to, you know, and of course his children are going to love him. They're going to take to him like Cairo took the syrup. So that's not going to be a surprise that they will receive him as God himself. He's going to tell them he's God. And he is. He's the God of this world. And he's going to do so many miracles that nobody can deny. The Pope is going to bow down. Billy Graham, he probably won't be here. But all these fancy damn evangelists say, see, we've been telling you all. And boy, will they ever be popular then. Satan loves liars. He'll reward them handsomely. Oh, it's going to be a great day. And then all these doomsday sayers are going to be rounded up. And you know, just like Micah, when he prophesied against the happenings of that day, that's what's going to happen. Those that resist are going to be eliminated. And then Satan is going to be in complete control. That's what he thinks. But it says, then coming from heaven, from the end of heaven. That's on beyond where Satan was bound in this time period, where he now will come back and his ships will be able to transit from his planet, Planet X, the red planet. That's appropriate, isn't it? Red Edom. And he will set up his kingdom here because he knows that the red planet is headed back out into space on probably its final flight. And so what they'll do with their technology, they will change its orbit after this happens and rescue planet Earth. And oh, we're going to have gods and saviors come in, and it's going to be awesome what they're going to do. Now, these builders were here not too long ago to warn us about things. And then they disappeared. Who were they? We call them the Mayans, the Mayas. Powerful, elite astronomers, astrologers. They read the stars and the signs. And they told us about a fateful day, 20 and 12. Now, this is the point of crossing. After it crosses, they'll say, well, see, nothing happened. Just like Y2K, nothing happened at 2000 when it clicked over and they thought all the computers were going to crash and all the communications of the world would go down. Well, it's not going to happen again. But remember, one day is 1,000 years. Before you know it, we're going to deteriorate to where there's going to be more signs in the heavens that are going to be, and this time, it's the real deal. It's the mighty ones coming from a far country, from the end of heaven, with their weapons of war to destroy the whole land. And then we have what is known as the Battle of Armageddon. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here, upon us. What are you doing, eating, drinking, and being merry? Are you concerned? The whole world is going to hell in a handbasket. Most of the people in churches are deceived. They won't read, they won't pray, they certainly won't listen to alternative radio and get facts. They're not going to do that. Straight is the way and narrow is the gate, and the few there be that find it. Only those who are chosen. It says, I have sanctified my chosen ones. I have called my mighty ones for my anger. And they will rejoice in my highness. Now, we know that we win. We read the last page. But we're going to have to suffer for it. Some of us are going to be killed, imprisoned. These scenarios are coming, and Satan knows he has but a short time. So when he comes in, he will divert the orbit, save Earth. They'll have some kind of technology to probably change Earth's orbit to avoid Nibiru, like in times past, where it's wreaked havoc. The old ancient ones wrote about these planets, and it called the 12th planet by Zachariah Sitchin, and it told of these tales of great upheavals, pole shifts, and things. We're reeling and rocking and going to and fro like a drunken man. Now, what about these things that we read about? What about the great pyramid that is found just recently? Well, Her Columbus is the name of this little place over there, where they have found a pyramid. It is the largest pyramid by volume now. It's not as high as the pyramid in Egypt, which is 480 feet high. And I told you about the descending passage last night, or Wednesday night. I told you about that the lowest point, 20 and 10, the year 20 and 10, is at the lowest point of the descending passage in the pit. We've gone to the pits. We've gone to the dogs. We're lower than well bubble. I'm telling you, we are in trouble as a people. We are in trouble simply because we have no answers to the problem, but Satan will. Now, Satan will have an answer. Yes, he will. He's going to have the answers. The Bible says he will be received, Jesus Christ, and all the Christians are going to fall for that one. I mean, if you don't really know who your Creator is, you're going to fall for a bunch of crap that Satan's going to bring to earth with him. He's going to convince everybody except whose names are not written, and even some of them will be deceived. They'll break over. That, you know, that's people on, you know, that's on the fence. They got one foot over in the Christianity and one foot over in the hard rock truth. I hunted up that old song, Little Black Train of Coming. We sang it in all those churches 30, 40 years ago. Anointed People. Well, Mr. Guthrie, that sang, he's one of the originators of that song way back in the 30s, and he sang it, and Holiness adapted to that song and rewrote it and sang it in different ways, but I still like his rendition. There's a little back train to come, and better set the record right, because this train is a one-way train. It's not coming back. So when you load up, remember, you better watch what train and what station that you get on. You better know who you serve. You better make your election calling sure. Why? Because Yahweh, the Rock of Ages, the one that is going to come for His people, He's going to come back in a warlike fashion. It's the end times, ladies and gentlemen. We're not the only inhabitants in our galaxy, not even in our own solar system. We ought to know that by being Christian and believe that our Creator came from a far country and said He'd come back again. Isn't that the whole purpose? They live out there. Christians dream about going back to heaven. Well, the Bible says here in 13 Isaiah, verse 5, that Yah was coming full of weapons of war. I thought to bless everybody. He's come back to kill people. Don't you hear the New Testament calling you? Bring them here after the roundup. Bring them here and slay them in front of me. That's that sweet Jesus that you talk about. Bring them here and slay them. Bloodletting. I mean, it's incredible. These are fearful things to think about. It changes the whole perception of what Christianity is beat into our brain, that God loves everybody, which is it's flagrant in its misrepresentation of our Creator. He don't hate those that love Him, but He don't love those that hate Him. You say, oh yes, He does. Now, why ain't what He said? He said, if you love me, I'll love you.
If you hate me, I'll hate you. Choose this day who you're going to serve. You got to be a man or woman that's made up your mind, and you ain't out here running around with a false name trying to prove it, doing your who shout. They go out of their way speaking in tongues, running yowls. I spent 30 years doing that. Yahweh had me doing that so that He'd rub my nose in enough of it that when the truth did come along, that they would quit shouting when you went in to preach. And I went in and preached among them, and they quit shouting. You got the real deal. You're going to shout when the truth comes. And that's what's going to happen on the day when Yahweh comes. He says, raise a banner. Put it high on a mountain. Exalt it. And let people read it. I'm going to give you some signs. I'm coming from a far country, from the end of heavens, and I'm coming with indignation and wrath and anger, and I'm going to kill everyone that doesn't know me. Now, are we in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen? Well, I would think so. Are we ever going to survive the things that has implications even down to this day and time? I think so. How are we going to make it? We're going to make it like this. We're going to pass from death unto life because we love not our lives unto death. He that seeketh to save his life will lose it. Who that will lose it for my sake, the same, he said, will save it. Ladies and gentlemen, save it for what? Save it to be destroyed, because if you deny him, he's going to deny you. If you turn and worship Satan and the god of this world because he's done so many miracles, and he's going to do miracles. He's going to have such power that he's going to convince even some of the very elect with this awesome power that he's got. And you're going to be in trouble if you ain't got the real deal. My people who are genetically bred for this purpose, my sons and my daughters are eternal ones. They're not of this earth, and neither am I. Oh, praise Yahweh. If you're not an earthling, you're going to have a special power, a special anointing. You're gonna lay down your life for that man that's coming. You see, he ain't coming first. This is the problem. People love short-time pleasure. There'll be some people divided about this. I don't know. I think I'll just wait. I'll wait for Yahweh. And then, by waiting, they'll get weary, and they'll see all the people and the time going on. The end they come. And when they say peace and safety, everything is going our way, and the world will be eating and drinking, being merry. All the problems will be solved. Satan will be the god of this earth. He'll be ruling with a rod of iron, and everybody that don't play with him are going to be killed. Everybody that does play with him is going to be killed by somebody else. That's that man that I talk about that's got wrath, indignation, weapons of war. Slay them here before me. Coming back to destroy them. Destroy him. He ain't going to give him a little nice recital. Like George Bush was sitting in a school when they planned 9/11 with a book upside down about a goat. Universal message. Her Columbus. A planet so called by the sages of antiquity is approaching our solar system and is the cause of great concern for those who know about such a cosmic phenomena in our former encounter. Her Columbus put an end to the Atlantean civilization, the Atlantean continent that was very developed. Nothing new under the sun for what it should be has already been. We have legends and things wrote about Atlantis. Plato wrote of it, if you've ever read his works. He knew, he was told about a glorious place
almost described it as heaven on earth. And yet she sank beneath the sea. We have now found remnants, columns, roads, great carved stones, like was we just found here in the jungles. And it's time that we transformed ourselves into the codes that were meant for us as strangers and pilgrims. We're not of this earth. So we're going to have a language coded specially at a particular time, the time triggers or the time codes. That's why I'm preaching on it. Rest assured that your help will come from the stars. Rest assured that you're written there. Rest assured that you're gonna have blessings. You're going to sing and shout a victory song because you know who's coming. Michael and his angels. The one that kicked butt in the heavens is going to come back to earth to kick butt, to kill, to destroy for the final time. It's the climactic end time. It's going to be the mother of all battles. Mother Babylon's going down, brother. You poor people, wait with me. Don't worry about the riches. Let the rich have it, because they're going to throw it out to you when they bore into there try to hide. If the earth was told tomorrow in a government a news conference, if the President of the United States come out and told you that we have now discovered evidence that there is a planet approaching earth, it could make contact, we don't know at this time, he would soften it, but warn you that there's impending doom or danger, high percentages of it, because of the perturbation that this wayward planet passing even remotely close or between our sun or the fourth planet out, or the third rock from the sun at this point. And if something came between us and our sun, the sun would be blocked out. What about a three-day passage? What about the moon failing to give her light? Something is going to happen. Fearful things when you... I mean, that's going to stop you. You're going to run out in the street. You're going to fall on your knees. And you're going to pray, Yahweh, deliver us. Yahweh, help us. Whatever you're going to pray. Jesus. Whatever you're going to be praying. You're going to call out to a supernatural God. And the Bible says He's going to laugh at your calamity and mock when your fear comes. I can't help this. I didn't write the book. But that's what He said was going to happen. Well, I didn't see he ain't got time to get into her Columbus, the newly found pyramid, and some of the things that's written down there for your learning. I'll probably have to pick it up at a later time if I continue the series of the digital codes. If you write and tell me that you want to hear the rest of the story, I might give it to you. If not, I might just go on to something else. But I love you tonight. You can write me. I'm sponsored tonight now by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey out of the great state of Mississippi. I hope and trust and pray that you've enjoyed our message tonight and that you think on these things. Are you prepared? Are you of this earth? If you are, say goodbye. It's going down. If you're not a resident of the earth, you are a stranger and pilgrim. You don't feel like you belong here. That you only have a few friends to hang out with. And you're not of the world. The world seems like they recognize you too. I never could fit in, even though I tried to fit in to the Christian fellowships. They were so cosmetically artificial. Anything that would seek the tradition, they'd buy it and practice it. And I always hated and detested that. I hate every false way. Yahweh's coming back to hate every false way. He's coming back with fire and wrath. Write me tonight. Post Office Box. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box. 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box. And 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee. With the zip 378 and 24. My telephone number tonight, if you'd like to call me, it's early in the evening. Won't you call me? That would be area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to go to our website, it's oneyahweh.com. It's oneyahweh.com. Brother Bob has got a lot of information up there. Many, many hours of messages in like manner of what you've heard tonight, posted there already for your listening pleasure. Don't cost you a thing. You can go there free of charge. But if you'd like to have the hard disk or any of the information that we have, you can write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, and I'll make sure I get it up to you. Well, my time is just about coming down. I hear the sheep bleating. I hope and trust that you're a sheep tonight. I hope that you're a lamb. I hope you're a stranger in the pilgrim. If you are, comment it out. Area code 423-626-2172. We need a shepherd, and that's the name of our program, the Shepherd's Call. That's why Yahweh told me to call it when we went on the radio. The Shepherd's Call. The Shepherd's calling for you. Are you going to come? Are you going to gather with the world against the coming of Isaiah 13, verse 5? The ones coming from a far country, even Yahweh, in his indignation with his weapons of war, coming back taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh, those that never was his, those that are of the world. If you're of the world, you say, but God so loved the world. No, he did not. That's been an added to the text, ladies and gentlemen. If you understood that, you'd know that he don't love the world, and neither of the things in the world, but he that loves the world, the love of the Father ain't in him. You say, I don't love the world. I can't fit in. I even tried to. And when you can't fit in, they won't receive you. They acknowledge you that you're a stranger and a pilgrim. Well, that's what I am. I'll see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel on the transmitting of Jewel of the Sun. Yahweh bless you until 9 o'clock Monday evening. Tune in to Pastor Buddy 5 nights a week live. 5 nights a week. Look for our schedule. Go to WWRB on your worldwide web. And you'll see our schedule posted up there, or you can go to our website, oneyahweh.com, and we have it posted there. Brother Bob's got it posted there, along with messages, documents, articles of the common faith. We'll see you.